Good morning, good morning. It's Brian, SAI PDR Podcast. It is Tuesday, May 4th. How you doing, man? Everything good? Everything going well in your corner of the world? Down in Australia, over in the UK, Ireland, South America. We have listeners from everywhere right now. I mean, the internet's pretty amazing. Just one big wire, one big cable, right? It's nuts. But we appreciate you guys, man. The podcast is definitely growing. Every week, every month, more and more listeners. We're getting more and more attention. It's been pretty good. So I appreciate you very much. On behalf of me and my bulldog, we say thank you, and he says woof. So what's been going on? Yesterday, we had a lot going on. We had a Volvo, did some PDR and touch-up, had to paint a lift gate on this pearl white. The typical garage door coming down on the back of cars, even with sensors, I mean, we get one or two of those a week. It's pretty common. We've got an X1 here waiting for approval. It'll be a really good Instagram car. It's got some nasty dents on the passenger side. We're going to go to battle with Geico, I could tell. It's got two doors damage, and they're trying to pay out like $1,100, which is just, I crack up when they just try to get people to bite on the money and see if they'll take it. It's probably about $4,000 worth of damage. I wrote it about $3,000, I think. And what's the minimum I'd be willing to do it for? Probably around $2,000 to $2,200. So if they go much lower than that, we'll definitely have to just sink our teeth into Geico and see how far we can push them. Meanwhile, all the while, charging storage while the car sits here. So I had the customer drop it off. Because when you have the car in your hands, that's when you have leverage. So the clock is now ticking, which is cool. So we're making money regardless of what they want to do. What else? So we had an X3, the MX3, which is pretty cool, super cool car. He's got some minor dents, and he's got some paint chips. We had a really cool dude, Matthew, originally from New York, I think, UK. He's going to be dropping his car back off. I had to give him an estimate on his queue. 4Runner bumper, Tacoma bumper, on. It was a lot. Our student, I don't know if you heard, we were supposed to have a student starting yesterday, Brian Apodaca. Unfortunately, decided to have an altercation with his motorcycle. So he's going to be out for a month or two. I hope he can get surgery or something on his foot or ankle. So he's kind of a little tweaked. That's the thing about motorcycles, man. It's when you ride one, it's not a matter of, hey, am I going to get into an accident? It's like, no, I'm totally going to get into an accident. How bad is it going to be? And when? When's the first one? You know, probably a mini. So I know so many people that are jacked up or dead. So as much as I like motorcycles, no, not happening. Look at that little rabbit. What's up, buddy? Anyway, there's not a rabbit inside the studio here. It's just outside the glass, in case you're wondering. So what else? Today we've got an Aston Martin coming in today. It's either today or Thursday. I gotta check the schedule. Really cool car. It's a Vantage, I think. That one's gonna be tricky. I think the door's gotta come off on that beesh. But anyway, moving right along. Today we're gonna talk about false business sayings. Just bullshit, you know, business sayings that need to kind of be rectified, or we need to kind of move on from these things. The first one I can't stand, because it's, especially in our industry, the customer's always right. No, actually, that's one of the, probably, if you say, hey, well, you know, we always talk about what's great about paintless dent repair. Let's talk about something about paintless dent repair that kind of sucks. Okay. It is not easily understood, and we have to educate probably 80% of our customers. Therefore, the customer is just about always wrong 80% of the time. Their predispositions about what paintless dent repair is, how to fix their car, and what it's going to cost, and the time and everything, is usually pretty false. Okay, they just do not know. The dents supposedly pop out, touch-up makes the paint completely perfect, and it's cheap. You're going to come to my house, you're going to do it for $50, and it's going to look like it never happened, right, sir? Okay, well, no. Those are all wrong. Touch-up sucks. It's going to cost a lot more than you think. And it's a lot more intricate. Everything you just said. So pretty much the customer is just about always wrong. the customer deserves to be right, and the customer deserves to be satisfied. Okay, and then some. You know, we want to wow our customers. We want to delight them. We want to have an enchanted experience with our customers. You know, I'm going to take them to Disneyland and go on the, you know, the freaking the rocket ride or something. But at the same time, I want them to be happy, you know, but no, I'm not just going to sit here and cow down and then say, oh, yeah, no, you're right. Of course it's, you know, touch-up's going to look great and $50 and da-da-da-da, the whole freaking little soft shoe. Not at all. So no, that's the first one. Customer's not always right. Matter of fact, assume they're just about wrong all the time and get ready to have class in session and be the instructor, okay? Your master class will be starting soon. All right, number two, give them what they want. Well, nope, not really, because what they want, what they think they want and what they need are usually two different things. So you gotta kind of walk them through the funnel. What they want is, they want it for nothing often, right? And they want it at their house and they want it, you know, quickly. Okay, goes back to kind of what I say. At the end of the day, they want a fair transaction. So you got to kind of move them through the funnel and show them what this is the fair transaction. Here's how we're going to do it. These are your options. And then you can make a decision at that point. It's not what you originally wanted. But hopefully you'll get satisfied by the end of the transaction and you'll realize you're going to get a fair deal and you're probably going to get more than what should be expected at that point once you're educated, right? Here's another one. Drink the Kool-Aid. That basically means you gotta do something that you aren't comfortable with doing or buy into something that you don't really believe in or your first, you know, instinct says it's wrong. It's kind of bullshit. Maybe you shouldn't be drinking the Kool-Aid, right? Maybe it's okay to think that idea is BS. So, I don't know. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm kind of, that one's kind of got to go by the wayside. Okay, do more with less. Okay, let's say you're trying to grow your business and you're trying to grow it and do a lot more and get a lot more awareness and everything, but you have less money to do it. That's pretty tough. It's a lot more better and a lot easier to do more with more. So I think that saying should be changed to do more with more and to X out and do more with less. Don't you agree? I mean, come on, common sense. Get more so you can do more. A lot more of your budget, a lot more of your time, then you'll get more by doing more, right? Common sense. It's like just the flip side of what we're trying to, I don't know, we're just trying to do stupid shit sometimes. Thinking outside the box. Talk about cliche, right? Come on. Who thinks in a box? I mean, yeah, sometimes we're myopic. Sometimes the customer or even as service providers, we may prejudge. And I do it all, culturally I'll do it. I'll see somebody walk up from a certain culture. I'm like, ah, shit. Here we go. It's the $20 transaction here. I gotta lift these people up. Or I just try to broom them. This person's not even going to. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, wait a minute. I tried to shake you. Now, I did have a lady. It was point on. Beautiful Porsche Cayenne Hybrid. $120, $130 sticker. I don't think she even had plates on it. She comes in. She's from a certain culture. And I'm thinking, okay, most of the people who come to my door with this culture grind. They're always about price. They're hardly ever about quality. And when you see a car that's been repaired and they have it, usually you're just laughing because, yeah, they got something cheap, but there's the work. And it follows suit. I quoted her the regular price. I did not give her a discount. And she was so sweet. And she said, let me go talk to my husband. And I chuckled because I said to myself, we will never see each other again. You do know that. And she was super sweet. Just a great, great exchange of information and conversation. Such a nice lady. I really enjoyed her time. She really was. She was very interesting and introspective and everything. It was a nice little conversation. No, we never saw her again. Why? Because it is what it is. Which brings me to the next statement. I can't stand that statement. It is what it is. No shit, right? Think about it. That's the most non-beneficial statement. I when people say that, who becomes better after hearing that statement? No one. Get rid of that one. Not a good statement. It is what it is. That needs to go away. Needs to go away. It isn't what it isn't. All right, so let's do another one here. Let's see here. Trying to get rid of these ads here in my music. I got it. Okay. Da, 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 da. Giving 110%. Is that possible? I mean, I get the idea behind it, but it's pretty hard to give 110%. We know you're saying to give it your all. And I think we should just stick with that one, because some people who really understand math, that this is going to upset them. This is going to cause them to have a bad day, because they're not going to be able to satisfy that statement. How about take it to the next level? It's assuming that somebody's just kind of in cruise mode. Take it to the next level. I don't know. I think that one should be retired. Okay, it's not something that, you know, I know you're trying to take your, to make something improved or advance a project, but I mean, there's other ways to say it. How about low hanging fruit? Oof. It's trite. It's pretty much lifeless. We've sucked the life out of this one. And it's used by a lot of people in the business world. The low hanging fruit. I know it means easy pickings, but it just doesn't require a lot of effort. How about going on a journey?
We're going to go on a journey.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. If we got to go on a journey, that means somebody's trying to kind of get you to be patient, to go on, to go down a path that's probably not going to be comfortable. And why can't we enjoy what we're going to do? That's another one. I think we should retire, going on a journey. I just, you know, there's got to be a better way to explain, you know, growth or expansion, you know, or building a business besides going on a journey. So anyway, so there it is, guys. Those are some false statements or statements that should be retired from the business world. That they've ran their course, and it's time to, even they ran their course, that's kind of cliche, isn't it? But it's time we retire those. So, but especially the one about the customer's always right. Like I said, I mean, that one, you know, you just, at the end of the day, it's about stepping the customer through pretty much a funnel. Can we funnel them, which we're going to probably get to tomorrow, how to be a human funnel. You know, where we just are trying to get the customer to move down a path, to educate them, to get a transaction. That's why we're here. You know, we're not dinner. I mean, I say we're dinner to show. We're going to be entertaining. But at the end of the day, we're trying to get a transaction. We're trying to pay our bills. We're trying to monetize our service while enchanting and ticking all the right boxes for the customer once they understand what they really want. Because what they think they want and what they really want are about 20 different things. So there it is, kids. That's the podcast. That's May 4th, Tuesday, just a little bit before 7. We're going to have a pretty crazy day here today, so I'm looking forward to it. Austin Van Hoy is going to come in and give us a hand. I'm looking forward to seeing Austin. Hopefully he's doing well. And what else? Former student Pete called me yesterday. I did not get a chance to talk to him. Art reached out, had some questions about doing big dents. We always hear from former students. Love it. Love it. So anyway, have yourself a great Tuesday. If you got any questions, I can assist you. 949-302-3464. There's a crap ton of hail out there, guys. Crap ton of hail. I was talking to Juan. I think he was talking about San Antonio. He's currently in Pflugerville. There's stuff going on there. You name it, man. There's work. So if you're looking to push those frozen ice balls, the granizo, get moving, get jumping. So I appreciate you. Have a great day. And we will talk to you tomorrow on the SAI PDR podcast. Bye-bye for now.